Good afternoon, Libration Systems.
Hi, is Lee there?
Speaking.
Hey, Lee, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks for asking. Hey, I just want to follow up with you on some finance offers we sent out to the business. Looks like it was about two and a half weeks ago, and it was based on some financing you did with Anchor Funding back in 2011. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so basically it looks like we had the business pre-approved for some equipment financing and some working capital. Looks like about $250K. So I just wanted to, you know, touch base with you and see how things are going, and if you got anything coming up that might need some financing.
Well, a line of credit would be nice.
Yeah, it would. How much are you looking for?
Banks aren't doing that anymore.
Yeah, banks. Well, I mean, we do working capital, and we're generally able to free up 10 to 15% of top line revenue with unsecured cash. And it's, you know, similar to a line of credit in the sense that we'll get you approved, you know, for the largest amount possible. And you can, you know, choose which are how much you need and when you need it. And it's better in the sense that we can, you know, it's based off sales because we can generally unlock more than a general line of credit. Right. So like just,
but
you know,
in essence factoring, right?
I'm sorry?
Is it like factoring? Is package different or the same thing or what?
No, it's factoring is different because it goes on your receivables and like invoices and stuff like that. This is just straight up cash. It's unsecured cash that you can use however you see fit for the business. Have you ever, you know, used working capital before or you've never heard of it?
Not by that. Now, we started the company with $10, and we've, you know, made it 10 years.
For $10
in business, we're just, well, not sure we had $10, but yeah, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, just enough of a deposit to open the checking account.
Uh-huh.
And we're just now getting to a point where we could use a little more than factoring.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, cash available would be good.
So you have, you all have currently a factoring loan out?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, and that, so that goes on your receivables, right, and your invoices?
Right.
So it's like a percentage of your inventory or materials that you use, correct?
Percentage of sales, right.
Sales, yeah, okay. Yeah, so, I mean, basically, how much are you looking for as far as cash? Like, what? How much you need?
I'd like access to 100 grand.
100 grand, okay.
Yeah, and then borrow when I need it, put it back when I don't, kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And is that, you know, what you want, or is that what you need? I mean, because let's, you know, shoot for what you want. That way, if we can't get you the full amount, we can get you what you need. And, like, what were, you know, sales like last year for you?
3.3 million.
3.3? Okay. Well, yeah, quick, you know.
3.7, something like that.
Okay. Well, like, a, you know, a quick, I mean, we'd be able to lock, you know, you're looking up around, like, 330,000, somewhere in that range. Is there, would you be able to use that, or are you just looking for, you know, 100K?
Well, access to more is fine. I see a need for, you know, it's just the it's a bow wave thing, and until we're staffing back up, but until everybody comes on board, you know, periodically you need 20K for now for, you know, 3 days.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
So, yeah, you need periodically like 20K available for staffing needs as far as like hire-ons or payroll. Is that what you'd use it for?
Yeah, most of it, yeah.
So the payroll?
I see it going to 100 briefly in the August time frame and then getting paid off from there.
Okay, in August.
Yeah, you know, down, managed, yeah.
Oh, okay, great. So, yeah, it sounds like you're...
100's a real number for us.
You know, 100's a real number.
Put it at 100, yeah, so...
Okay.
You know, 150 would work, would give us more room.
Okay, great. Yeah, no, you're definitely in those in that range. And, yeah, so, I mean, how would you, know, rate your credit? Is it, like, good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I don't think we do enough with D&B to have a credit rating.
Well, I mean, that's where we get our, you know, we got our leads for potential customers through, like, D&B on the UCC.
Right.
So, I mean, we saw that. But, yeah, I was just, you know, is this... The ownership, is it, are you the only owner, or is there?
Nah, all the employees are owners. This is where it gets confusing. Banks have no understanding this.
Okay, so can you kind of explain it a little bit?
No, I own 26%. We got a retired guy who owns 26%. We got a guy who owns 11, guy who owns 10, someone owns 5, and everybody else is kind of one or two.
Oh, wow. So how does that work? You guys kind of like put your, like pull your money together or like?
No, they get the shares when they join the company.
Oh, it's all share-based. Okay.
And then it's employee held, so if they leave, you know, they get bought out at our convenience.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you chose for the, yeah, that is kind of confusing because, yeah, we'd have to know the ownership for sure. I mean, how is it in the past? How's that kind of deal with that with the banks?
We haven't dealt with banks. We started the company with $100 in a checking account and went from there.
So how'd you guys...
What a pain in the ass it all is.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And so how'd you guys do it with, like, you know, that money and just grew it? You just kind of... Because you guys do... I mean, what exactly is it that you guys do, Liberation?
We put together satellites for the government. Is our
Oh, wow.
They buy all the different parts from people and all the different subsystems, and it all shows up there, and then we come in with, you know, some of our colleagues and some competitors, and, you know, the team puts it together for them, and we go off to the next one.
Wow, that's crazy. And you guys just kind of put your heads together and tried it, you know, off like 100...
We've been doing it. Individual, I started on Hubble.
Oh, wow.
Back in
no way.
Two, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And
that's
my,
so cool.
Director of manufacturing was my quality inspector back then.
Mm-hmm.
So
you guys just kind of started up? That's great. That's awesome.
Yeah, and we all worked together. Most of us worked together at one company. And when it was time to leave, we filtered over here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Yeah. All right. So have you guys like looked kind of elsewhere, or you just kind of been playing with this idea for funding?
Well, I've got a question out to the bank now for a loan from them, but, you know, they were a local bank that got bought out by a multinational, and I got a feeling I'm about to move my banking services completely somewhere.
Oh, really? Well,
the first guy will give me the line of credit I need can have my account.
Yeah, and see, I mean, that's with us. We're a business bank. I mean, we're not... We do, you know, equipment financing, working capital. We don't have, like, hold deposits. We're not a depository bank. We're strictly a business bank. But, I mean, in that sense, you know, we, like, what did they kind of say? Like, with the...
They're trying to figure out what to say. Actually,
yeah.
This morning, they're still trying to figure out how to answer the, you only own 26%, who owns the rest?
Yeah.
And everybody. And they're running around trying to figure out what the hell that means, because they don't know how to handle it. They're a big company.
Uh-huh, exactly. No, I know that is pretty tough because it's, you know, they look at that. I mean, because with this type of loan, I mean, we do take credit into consideration, but it's not like, you know, the deciding factor. It's more as a based off sales loan, right? So that's why I can see how they'd be confused, because they look at that and they need to see all the, you know, ownership percentages.
Right. And the retired guy doesn't want the hassle, right?
Yeah, exactly, right.
6%, I can't even report to the bank, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Hold on, let me grab someone real quick. They maybe give you a better idea about this. I don't want to give you the wrong information.
Sure.
Real quick. All right, if you can hold on 1 second.
Yep.
All right. Hello, Lee.
Yeah.
Hey, you there? Hey, yeah, it's me again. Yeah, I just spoke with one of the higher ups, and they're like, yeah, that's not gonna be a problem. We can definitely work something out for you. And like one, you know, kind of last question. I mean, what happens if you guys don't kind of get this, you know, line of credit? Are you guys like having to have trouble like finding funding, or you have a plan B, or just trying to get, you know?
We just suffer more, at? You know.
Just suffer more, yeah, no big deal. All right, well, I mean, if you'd like to, you know, see exactly, you know, what we can do for you, it's just, like, yeah. It's a simple process. A little bit of info I just got to gather to see exactly what we can do for you. Well, let me go ahead and send you an app, and it's with a short list of documents I'll need. I'm probably just going to need, like, a one-page app. It'd be 6 months business bank statements, just to evaluate, you know, the health of the business or the cash flow, as it is a sales-based loan. And, your most recent tax return. 2014 is fine if you don't have 2015 yet. And then, do you guys take credit cards? No, yeah, the companies.
Okay.
Yeah.
The companies, they're done for, 15's done, yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, so that works. And then, I mean, do you guys take credit cards? Like, for your customers pay with credit cards, or is it?
It's a money-losing proposition, but we do.
Okay.
We have customers who we make, well, I mean, our volume is so low that the fees are killing us.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, but we have customers, and it's the only way they can get to us, so, yeah, when they need to come to us that way, we accommodate.
Okay. Well, yeah, in that case, I mean, I guess we will have to see, you know, 4 months of the most recent merchant statements, just another way they evaluate, you know, the cash
they're
flow.
Essentially zero.
I mean, oh, essentially not, zero? Okay. Yeah, then in that case, disregard that.
Probably $3,000 or something for the last 4 months.
Okay. Well, yeah,
these are the personal cards that civil servants have.
I'm sorry?
Civil servants have cards, a bunch of them.
Oh, okay.
They're allowed to buy up to $2,000 or something.
Oh,
so
okay.
Every couple months, we get a customer who has to use one of those to get something now.
Oh, okay. I see.
Because it's just servicing the customer.
Okay. I hear you. All right. Yeah, just kind of disregard that. So just a one-page app, 6 months, banks, and your most recent tax returns, 2015. What's a, you know, good email to shoot over that info, Lee?
Lee at?
Okay.
LibrationSystems.com.
Lee at LibrationSystems?
Right. LibrationSystems Systems.
Okay.
.com.
.com. Alrighty, and I'll go ahead and, you know, shoot you over the application along with the list of documents we'll need. And when's a good time, you know, to follow up with you?
Yep. Probably Monday afternoon.
Monday afternoon? Okay.
Yeah,
do you think you'll be able to?
Meetings until then.
Oh, you'll be in meetings then. Do you think you'll be able to get everything together and shoot over around Monday, or?
Yeah.
Okay, and what time exactly works for you? I know you're a busy guy.
I'm in the meeting until noon, and I've got to get back to the office, so anything after 1 o'clock probably.
Around 1 o'clock, okay.
Mountain.
Yeah, mountain time, okay.
And so your name again?
My name's Danny.
And the bank?
It's the Bank of Cardiff, and I'll spell it for you. It's CARDIFF, like Frank Frank.
Okay.
And, so I'll go ahead and shoot over that email. And, it's Lee. Okay, I got it. Liberation
L-E-E.
System. Yeah, L-E-E. All right. Okay, Lee, I'll go ahead and shoot that over that email. And, I'll follow up with you on Monday around 1.
Sounds great.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for your time.
All right, take care, Danny. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.